Welcome to Midnight Caller, Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith. Midnight Caller being one of these great examples of Anfield rap titles or working titles that entertain us, that make literally no sense to the listener. This is a reference to a TV show that was starring Gary Cole, the American actor, back in the 1980s. We wonder at times why we struggle to market this stuff. But anyway, it's Rory Smith from the New York Times. I'm Neil Atkinson, and we're here to talk about the market and where it currently lives and what it's up to in a transfer sense. And in lots of ways, Rory, sort of looking at where things have been a little bit slow and a little bit stagnant, and sometimes you can call that sort of thing a little bit too early, it's worth saying that in transfer market terms. But I think one of the issues that we've got is that a lot of the traditional pressure valves that manage to get money moving, get things started, are just sort of not fit for purpose. The Italian champions, Inter, are in trouble. A situation where Juventus are trying to slash wage bills. Bayern Munich have said they're not doing anything at this stage. You've got the issues in Spain, especially with Real Madrid and Barcelona, and the French market is in a terrible state. We'll come back to England in a minute or two, but what that sort of means, I think, is that everyone's just sort of lost the things that catalyse a transfer market.
Yeah, there's kind of two ways it starts, I think. The first is that you get someone does something big early that can kind of bring things, get things moving effectively. So you get a kind of, I guess this, some of the example would be Sancho. So Man United signed Sancho, which means Dortmund go and sign Daniel Marlon from PSV and, you know, Florian Neuhaus or whatever from Mönchengladbach, at which point Gladbach then spend 10 or 15 million quid on a couple of players to replace him, and those clubs then feel as though they can go and sign a couple of players for, I don't know, 5 million or whatever to replace whoever they've lost at Gladbach. And that gives everybody a kind of degree of confidence that money is moving around, that they have to kind of pull their fingers out a little bit and they can start spending. Because the problem at the start of every summer, I guess, is that nobody wants to buy before they sell. Because if you buy before you sell, you can be lumbered with players that you don't need and an inflated wage bill. But no one wants to sell before they buy, because you might not get the player you want, and also there might be a perception that you're desperate for money, so you can go and sign somebody, which means you get lowballed and you lose money and blah blah blah. So there's this whole kind of balancing act, and you tend to need someone to move first to break it. And the other way that money starts circulating in the transfer market, I think, is with lots of little deals. You get lots of kind of 6-7 million quid deals here or there, and the smaller clubs sort of start doing their business, at which point they then become more amenable maybe to selling their more high profile players, which means you then get everybody starting to circle those, you know, those mid-table stars, I guess, the players from Palace or Southampton or Leicester or wherever, a bit harsh on Leicester, those sorts of clubs where, hang on, I've paused my brain, those sorts of clubs where they don't want to lose them without having replacements lined up, but then as soon as the replacements start coming in, everything starts moving, everyone feels a bit more confident that there is liquidity in the market. And the impression that I get so far is that neither of those things have really happened. That might change a little bit when Sancho goes through. You might then see Dortmund go and do a couple. There might be another big one coming from elsewhere. But as you say, the problem is the number of teams who can do something big is really small. And at the same time, all of the smaller clubs, the teams who wouldn't do anything massive to kickstart the market, are even more, not penny pinching, they're even more cautious than normal, because their sense is that they have lost a lot of money. They can't afford to find themselves lumbered with players that, having to pay, you know, to pay two or three players in the same position. They don't want to sign anybody who might not get into the team. They don't want to find themselves in a position where they have bought too early, which means that the big teams who would normally come and take their players off their hands, sort of semi-unwillingly, that they feel, well, look, you've signed this right winger, so you're going to play him, which means you might accept 10 million quid less on the right winger who we want and you know we want. So everything still is in this kind of holding pattern, because no one really has the, almost, I guess, the financial confidence to move first.